Nun Gimel Sifchav Gimel. Schar Shliach Tzibur Parim Mikupas Alcohol. You pay this from Kupas Alcohol, which means we'll see what that means exactly. Avbish Shliach Motzi Tzibur Shliach Tzibur Motzi Hadal Ko Asher. Even though the service he's delivering is being motzi everybody in the kehillah, and therefore the poor person is getting the same amount of service as the more wealthy person, but we don't charge the ani the same way we charge the osher. So this is a general type of a approach which we use. Means that half of the amount is raised according to a person's financial ability. So we charge a person who's more wealthy more, and a person who's less. And half of it we charge basically based on the amount of people which are there, which means we divide that equally amongst all the people. Okay, Samach Zion.
What's it?
Sif Chavkim Sif Katan Samach Zayin Mesimenon Hey Sif Chaval Shapoisik the Chetzel of Fim Omen the Chetzel of Fim Nefesh. So the way it reads over here is that the Shulchan Aruch seems to be saying that you don't do Chetzel of Fim Omen and Chetzel of Fim Nefesh. That's the Ramah is adding. So the problem is that the Shulchan Aruch himself later on does use that formula. I'm a safe earlier rabbi, Shemachalik, the Bechazin, Shiny, Ayan Shom. If you're a grandmaster, the Machar, Choseboy, Posak Shom, Kagosh, Beka. So the Goyin learns that, that this Shulchan Aruch over here, which is not agreeing to the Ramah, but later on in Simon, hey, he has retracted his position and accepted the approach of the Ramah. So you pay Mikubas HaKahol. So where do you see, so where's the difference? Samaches Mikubas HaKahol Shenigvas Lefi Mamon. So if you pay Mikubas HaKahol, basically you're only charging Lefi Mamon, not Lefi Nefashos. So the person who's more wealthy will pay more, and that's it. And the person who's less, who's an Oni, will pay less. And we don't charge the Oni halfway the Lefi Nefashos. So that's what the Ramah is saying. That some say that that's not correct. We don't apportion it only like that. We do chetziv lefi nefashos and chetziv lefi mamon. Some of tests. Ki yesh tzivor alar mishoni tzarek lachatzin k'may asher. So there is an argument to say that the ani is getting the same benefits. So he should have to pay equal. But yesh tapam mishoni asherim loisim yosim mamon lachatzin shakala orav yosir. Kam shani yachol leilach mokam achar. Ken also pshar vizos. Sometimes, if the city would be a city of all just an, all aniyim, and they have to have somebody mitzi them, they'll hire the cheapest possibility around. So yes, I have to pay lefi nefashos, but I don't necessarily agree to this contract. Well, the Torah said you Asher want more, good, so you can afford more, you should pay more. Furthermore, if it's a question of just lefi nefashos, maybe I'll go to a town where the chazan is cheaper. I'll walk to a different town. I'll move to a different town. I'm not bound over here. What I have anywhere anyway? I'll come Gornish Dawes. I'll help Gornish Dorton. You know. So, whereas Asher says, well, I have nothing here, nothing there. So what's the difference? Him and only. The usher says, you know, I have businesses here. So there's an argument to say the usher really is creating more of a cost than the audience would necessarily agree to. So we made this compromise that it's half the fee, the fashas, I mean, each person pays equally, and half is according to the person's financial ability, which will be assessed by the Shiva Tuvah here. Now, we say that it's Lefina fashas. So the finafoshes doesn't just mean the person himself; it also means his children. Any child which is a gadol, which has a chiyuv to be yotzei tefila, so the shliach tzibur is taking that responsibility for that child also. So he would also have to pay according to that also. So that's the minhag hakehilus. Ayin. The Dark Yomersha calls it the Minig of Medina Seno. Comes to Dark Yomersha, says that the Minig of Medina Seno is Dalba Usher Noisim Beshova. It's only the Fina Foshes. Mazel Achetzah Shalafina Foshes. So that's the average of the Fina Foshes. And so everybody pays equal, so where's the second half of his salary going to come from? So the Sheikh Tzibur would be the one who would basically take a Christ for the officiating at the chasnas, and he would be paid according to the Nadan, so that would add up to the second half of his salary. That's how we created this system. The Wush Kosov shall mock him the Fimaman. I'm a Hashemish, but Simmons, because I'm a Gimel, Sif Gimel Bahago. But the Wush says, if there's no standing minig, then the Shulchan Aruch is correct. We charge each person according to their financial ability. And people which are more able would pay more.
What?
If there's no standing minig, we pay each person pays according to their ability.
Would be right or wrong?
Furthermore, if you look at the Dark Yomosha, he says that even the opinion which says you charge according to people's financial ability, that's talking about the shots which is used for the Yomim Neroyim. The Bezeh Sirlu, the Fimamin. There, the argument of the Fimamin makes a lot of sense. Ki ha'ashirim ma'achmas oshram lo yuchlo lotzis mi b'teim al hanichem reikam v'nim michel melech al itim halalu b'dirach eris. So we said before that the argument is that the Oni says, listen, you know, I have nothing tying me here. I go somewhere else. It'd be cheaper over there. The Oshir says, I can't do that. I need to be here. So the Oni, who has nothing to start with, you can move, go somewhere else. And Oshir, so for Yom Neroyim, the Oni can pick up and go to the next town. The Asher can't leave where he is. Therefore, the Oni says, why should I have to pay? Because you want to have something here. Why do I have the responsibilities? That's what we charge the Fimamin. But he says, even this opinion would agree, the Sheikh Tzibur for the year, the Maitre, the Oni is not moving away. So therefore, it's not right to charge only the Fimamin, we also charge the Fina Foshes. That's the compromise that the Ramah made, that we charge partially, half of it we calculate according to, so let's say for argument's sake, his contract is, it's a contract of $20,000 for the year, so $10,000 we will take all of the members of the community and divide it up equally amongst all the members of the community. So we say that there's 1,000, there's 500 people in the community, each person pays $20, and we solve that. Now the remaining $10,000, we charge the Ashirim more than we charge the Neem. Okay.
Which one? How many? 500?
That was an example I gave you. It's not really that's so... It's just an example.
500 people or 500?
500 people who are paying. Okay, Chof Dalet. Tzibur Shetzichim Lisker Rav Ushlich Tzibur. So the Tzibur needs to hire both a Rav and a Shlich Tzibur. Ve'emi Yodam Skar Kedei Skar Shneim. They can't afford to pay for the Rabbi and for the Shatz. So here's the deal. Im Hu Rav Mubik V'Golub B'Tara U'Boki B'Hira Hu Kedem. If the person they're getting is the rabbi, is the rav, is a person who really will be a person who's able to really pass him properly, etc. So that covenant Torah Shabbaya, that having him there to teach Torah in the city, gives precedence. Vimlav, he's not a person who's able to do that. He's just basically he'll give you the basic psak, but he's not really going to be directing the kehila in a true way. So then Sheikh Tzibur Kaidah. I remember there was a shul, the name of the city will not be mentioned, They had a rabbi. Actually, was quite a tamachach, tremendous tamachachim. They weren't paying him tremendous amounts of money either. But as the kilo downsized, as the community went down, they decided, you know, that they have a shamish to make everything run. You know, to know the basic rules that they have to have. The rabbi, no, we don't have a rabbi. You know, okay. Just he's a tamachachim. We teach you and give you more. They're like, what are we that for anyway? So they fired the rabbi. They kept the shamish. It's like, okay. I'm happy that the rabbi got out of that place. He sat for, you know, a little while before he got in a position. Okay.
What?
Sif cut 9 aleph. Who cut him? Now, Avo gav the yeser lehemayere zeh mitzvah the tefillah. So they're not going to have a shatz. It means they're not really somebody who's going to be leading them properly in the tefillah all the time. And that's a possibility. Shal yilem mi yishirtiyem yirechavasim. So they really are losing something, but but if they're going to have somebody who's going to give them direction about how to run their lives, that's going to take precedence. And the Biralacha talks about the importance of having a Rav Marat Tzedek in each city to give them real, you know, real clarity of what's proper, etc. Everybody has to contribute to the cost of having the Rav in the city.
Doesn't bother me. I won't have a rabbi. He'll tell me what to do. I might enjoy them more even. Okay. The Kamakam Tsark Lisa Baal Imatibur.
So there's a halacha that everybody has to contribute, even though theoretically some people say that at this point in their life they don't necessarily need the mikvah. The mikvah is for the women, so his wife is he's not married yet, or he's planning to move before he gets married, or his wife is not using the mikvah anymore. It's a chiyuv and the members of the kilo to make sure that their kilo is a kilo which acts properly, and part of a kilo which acts properly is a kilo which has available a mikvah for the people who need it. So that's responsibility everybody in the tzibur. So the same thing over here. Even if you would be correct in your argument that you don't need a rav amar tzedek, you have a chiyuv to make sure that people in the community have a rav amar tzedek, and you have to chiyuv to pay for that. And that's his point. In the Mishnah Dishah, they raised the question: what about a rav who's able to? He has income coming in, which. Will allow him not to rely on the tzibur for his cost of living, etc. So he brings him some service, and the service says he's mechuyev to do that, and he shouldn't put a burden on the tzibur. But most people, obviously, that's not the situation. And if they want to give him, you know, he can, even if he gets a situation where he can come up with just eke out a meager amount which will allow him to survive, and the tzibur wants to give him more, he should accept that. Because that allows them to be able to focus on the tzibur better, so they're gaining from giving him. Okay, if not, so if the rav is not of that caliber, so then the sheyach tzibur takes precedence. In lav ayin beis v'tzalomer kiven the lav hachi lo yuchal laharis la'om hech sheyis nagu al pi atarva. If the whole advantage we have of this person is he really gives clarity of how to act properly. And that takes precedence over the specific myths of tefillah. But if he can't do that, so then we'll have some at least to make sure they daven properly. We'll have a sheyach tzibur will help him for that. So you might have a person who's knowledgeable as in Torah, but he's not necessarily a person who can give people direction. So he can't do that. So. The sheikh tzibur takes precedence. Sif chaf hey. Emesal kan chazam me umanusoi ela imkein nimsa by psul. Once he already has his position, so the right to dismiss him, there has to be there's something which we've able to establish that there's something which he's doing which is really a psul. We'll see what that is in the Mishaburu. And it has to be established with Adim. But the fact that people are making rumors, there's talk, that's not a valid reason to allow. You cannot use that as a reason to dismiss him. Okay, and Shiyotza law of shame, Shanispas in Kusis. Even if the rumor is that he's involved with a non-Jewish woman, or Shemosha Adam, that he was over this of Mesiris, it's quite significant improprieties, but that you cannot dismiss him based on a rumor alone. Now, Avol im bo a law of Eidim Bezeh, Mekiyot Bezeh, Mavirinos. So these are valid reasons to dismiss him. If there's Eidim. Okay, new point. Sheikh Sibir Shoshach Rabbeidik, Lo Yispala Bebegadim, Hitzoyin, Umasrichen. So he has to wear the proper clothing for davening, and then he changes into his work clothing when he goes to Shech, which obviously the clothing which he wears is the Shech, and not necessarily the most pleasant. He doesn't want to change. It's too much of a tircha for him. That's very nice. So he loses his job. He uses improper language. He sings goyish songs. We have warned him that he should stop doing that. If he refuses to accept the warning, that is a valid reason for the dismissal. He's become elderly and he wants that they should appoint his son to be an assistant.
We're talking about before Shliach Tzibur's
Shliach. He's not shechting while he's a Shliach Tzibur. He's a shoychet.
Some people
mean he's not shechting.
He's not shechting during davening, but, no. But he's a shochet, yes. I would be Shane Kerlo Benoy Oriv Kukerlo. Now he wants to appoint his son as an assistant, even though the son's voice is not as pleasant as the father's. So there's a general concept where we give precedence to a child. But he has to be a person who is able to fill the role properly. So if in general he follows in the footsteps of his father, he's a person of stature, and he can, would really be the proper person to be, even though his voice is not as nice as the father's, he still gets precedence, unless, Mr. Burr points out, his voice is significantly, to the point where it's difficult to, to listen to him, uncomfortable to listen to him. But otherwise, he takes precedence. Zog to Mr. Burr, a lot of Mr. Burr here, let's see what we can do. Yeah, maybe we'll. So, Sif Cotton Ein Gimel. Chazen me uman osay. So you can't misal the chazen from his position unless he has a psul. Okay. Now the Rehu Adin l'chol hismanus b'makom shlo nogo l'manus d'zman yedua. V'tam shlo yachshadum shenimsa b'hem psul. So you can't. We're dismissing him. There wasn't a set time, which now the time is up. People say, well, why is he losing his job? It must be they really found out something. So you're creating, unless there's a valid reason, if you dismiss him without the valid reason, people think there must be a valid reason. So you're creating this claim against them, which he only deserves to have if it's true, not if it's not true. So you have to find a psul, I know, by psul, be'edim. That means that we found the means that there's valid edus. A true tshuva, which is obvious that it's true, that really he really changed. But just to swear he won't do it again, that's not enough. Because that tshuva doesn't really do anything. A person swears he shouldn't do something improper. He's mukhibit not doing anything improper anyway, and still that hasn't caused him to refrain. So he's not really adding anything. What he can do is if he clearly does tshuva, he can maintain keep his position. So we can't be Masalik unless there's based on a rumor alone. But to appoint him, the fact that there is this renown about him, there's this rumor about him in the city, that's the reason not to appoint him. So even if the claim was not that he's doing it presently, but he had done it earlier, he has to be a person who's clean even back from that period of time. So you can't, it's not proper to appoint this person to represent the zebra, a person who there is information about him, there's rumors about him that he's acting improperly. The examples he gives are there's a rumor that he was nispas imakusis, that he's been found to be with a non-Jewish woman improperly. So the Mishnah Berurah, now we don't ignore the rumor, we appoint somebody the bezim to look into it. The bezim will not ignore the kol, bezim will make an inquiry into it, but meanwhile he doesn't lose any rights because of that. Even though it wasn't necessarily his fault, his daughter acted improperly, it's something to do with him. But still, since he's representing the tzibur, there's some type of a complaint against him, so or against his daughter, that spills over to him. It's not proper he's representing the tzibur. L'chadchila, avon nasas achar k'varshin ismana nira dein laharid l'bishol zeh. But if it's already happened, he already was appointed. He will not lose his job. Even though there's aedus that is true, he will not lose his job because of what his daughter did. Okay, there's a rumor that he has been a meiser about a Jew to a non-Jew. So the Mishnah Berurah Ayin Zayin. Shnei Tzibur Hamayim Al Chaveroi. He got into some type of disagreement, and he's threatening somebody. L'mosur la'akum that. He's gonna master him. V'loy master, but he didn't do it. I'll be shemachura dover. It's improper such a threat. I feel adam sheino shliach tzibur. So, any person in the community should not make threats like that. But still, sakal b'charmeth, the person who's a shliach tzibur, and if so, he doesn't lose his position because of that. Elagaren boy. We threaten. We call it out. We call him out, and we warn him. If he will continue to do such threats, he will lose his position. And if he did continue, and he did not listen to the Bezin's warning, so it is proper to remove him. If Adam comes, then he has to be removed. I love Adam. I guess we didn't remark on Rumley. Elvis and Mekut and Zion. Mashal the filo bekala the leposik. Yachin moichel of lahaviroi. You don't necessarily need full validators. It's a type of a talk in the town, which continues on and on and on, which means indicative of the fact that there's something constantly fueling it. So And there's no known Sony in the city who would like to fuel such a thing. So we said that's indicative of the fact that it must be true. If there's nobody in the town who has any time, an axe to grind against the fellow. And these rumors keep persisting again and again and again. There's something causing it. It must be that it's true, and that's enough to remove him from his position. It's a long beralach over here. Whether the kol de la pasuk is sufficient, or you need validators. So the beralach ends off after this. He rises both ways. There could be in other areas of authority. It's possible that kol de la pasuk is not sufficient and eidus is required. But specifically for the shnei tzibur, but ha gufa, he's in a position that he's acting in such a way that he's creating these rumors, that itself is a reason
In other words, the fact that he's again, there's nobody in town who doesn't like him, and therefore they say we can blame it on someone who's out to try and get him. But Terence says he's acting in such a way that he's fueling these rumors. So that itself is that clearly is happening. Whether he's truly doing whatever they're claiming or not, I don't know. So that you might need Adis, but I don't need Adis because we're not removing him for the supposed deed. We're removing him from the fact that there's a rumor. Called Goofy, he's acting in such a way that rumors are constantly developing around him. That is enough that he shouldn't be the Sheikh Sieber. That's what the Bir Lochuk suggests at the end. Okay, Mavir and Associate, he loses his position with Adis. We must have Shuba. Mahani Shalom Salke, if it's clearly it's a true Shuva, he will not lose his position. Afilo Avimah B'mezid, even did B'mezid. To get the job of Chatzkila, we're not going to appoint him a person, even if he's done Shuva. If he's done a B'mezid, we're not going to appoint him, because that's the din of there shouldn't be a call that he did something improper. But Yaldusa.
Are they the same criterion that with the other criteria of Chazonis, that of being Chazon Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, that he has to be married and Nosi and things like that? If there isn't anybody else, well, he should be married, but if he's not married, we don't appoint him. Is there something that if you can't find anybody else, and there's somebody who in the past he had a call against him, but he's a tshuva, but nobody else is available, are these waived for that or no?
So he dealt with that before. He dealt with that before. Like, how do we balance out the?
He did what he did to Maisie before he did tshuva. Are they bringing that?
Yeah, let's say he did. Okay, it's about tshuva.
He said that the way the language of Mishnah Berurah there was in Sukkot and Tezayin was that people can be moicha if he has this reputation from when he's younger. And we pointed out that the right to be moicha is only a right to be moicha if you have another option. So if there'd be no other options, then we wouldn't be moicha against that. That's what it sounded like. Okay. Bimoche, yeah. My word is of hey, the God, the Ein Pirkei Noah, that goes into the rule under the umbrella of Ein Pirkei Noah. By Shem Shabur is a cousin Chav Beis. That he said that we differentiate over there between the difference between the Tana Sibur and Yom Neroyim and the rest of the year. Fine. If he hasn't done tshuva, so then the fact that he's appointed him is too late. We can't appoint him, and if he did appoint him, it's not valid. Okay, so now we have the new case is the person is a shaykhet, and he's wearing his clothing, which are tsoyin, which are dirty. So he should not daven like that. If he does, we warn him. If he refuses to listen, he loses his position. Zakt Mishabur Pei. Jim Shem Matel Chol Yevul Onso Yevshel Yidna Kosei Liyos Torah B'mikra Laila V'metar Atzma Klau B'hu Sheikh Tzibur Evshel Yom Yesh Ligar B'Hashik Yitzvah. He has an illness which causes him to have emissions of Zera. So he doesn't necessarily go to the mikvah. So for Yom Neroyim, we can require him to go to the mikvah. But Al Kaponim, it should be begotten with tzayim yelah. But any even though halachically it wouldn't necessarily be halacha something which is problematic to dominate as such, but it's not proper to be the sheikh tzibur like that. If he doesn't listen, he would lose his. So there's later on, there's a discussion later on. There's a din of tzayin on a bag, if it's visible, so the person can't daven anyway.
Does shich mazera on a beggar, does that have a din like soya? So the Mishnah Berurah later on comes out that it does not. So it wouldn't necessarily passel based on the straight halacha of having something dirty on your clothing, but it's not right that he should be the shlich tzibur under the circumstances. Okay, it's a wild case.
What was on his beggar?
Shich mazera, semen.
Does it have the status of
Meraglim?
What about
Meraglim? Meraglim also, once it's only Bishas, it's being Shoisis, it's a problem. Once it's on the bag, afterwards, it's not a problem. Okay, Lahachlif. If the person does not want to change his clothing from his dirty clothing from the Shechita, so we tell him that we warn him. If not, he loses his job. The truth is he shouldn't be walking around the city like that, period. Now, I just want to point out that this is not the Mishnah Berurah, the Baal Musar Mishnah Berurah talking. This is a quote from the Magen Avraham. Why is that? The Gemara says that a person who makes people uncomfortable, and he's a person who's supposedly a Talmid Chacham, he makes people hate a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Look at the Talmid Chacham do. Hashem Shal Talmid Chacham also lotzes b'shuk b'begadim u'luklachim. Kach sheir tzibur av api yishu enu Talmid Chacham. The same way by Talmid Chacham cannot walk in the street with dirty clothing because he will create a negative opinion about Torah, so that the sheir tzibur has the same responsibility. Okay, if we have a person who's menabel piv, or he sings Shiri Hanochrim. So what does that mean, Shiri Hanochrim? Gosalomer benigun shanochrim and nagnim boy lavodes gilulim shem lehem. He sings songs that they sing, their hymns, etc. He sings that they sing to their getchkas. He's singing that. Bach v'tshuva simen. That's only if they have specific tunes that they use for their songs to their avodah zorah. So he can't if he sings those tunes. He sings quote unquote a goyisha tune. You know, the people in the street are singing a song and he sings it. That's not going to pass on. Fine.
It's interesting how in those days we picked up these religious tunes. You didn't have radio in those days.
Sure, it's very easy. Just walk by the church.
Oh, you walk by.
You hear it.
Oh.
It's an interesting question, the Moshel. I mean, a lot of Bach and Handel and then these the composers that they composed, a lot of the music was composed to be used in the services. So he picks up, he likes music and he picks up the song, so he's got a problem. Harlech Bar Kosher, the person who takes people to the non-Jewish court, possibly your Sheikh Tzibur, Rosh Hashanah, and Kippurim, okay, also Tshuva. If he's continuing to do that this type of process, so he can't be the Sheikh Tzibur. Now, so unless he did tshuva, that's the Aliyah Rav. Zot Mishnah Berurah. Nearly the marriage, not nishal yedei zeh mamon chaver biyada. He doesn't have the money. He gave it back or whatever it is. He's not a Goslin. He doesn't have money which is illegal. If he has money which he shouldn't have, so obviously he's possible. He's a Gazan. He has money which is illegal. He has to give it back. If they pass in something which is not according to the same law as Dini HaTorah, so how can you keep that money? No, that's not the issue. But so there's no issue of the moment. The problem is the act of going to the Goyisha court is being madif their mishpatim over the mishpatim of the Torah. That's an insult to the Torah. That's the veir. That the very going to the Erkos, even if the money is not taken improperly and that he deserves the money, is still a problem. If the case wasn't like that, i.e. the case was that he actually has money which he shouldn't have due to this, If he has an ongoing problem, he's a Gazlan, so Philip Sharim was a Shona, ain't like the Shech Tzibur, he'll be able to see cut new dollar. So obviously, he can't be the Shech Tzibur any day of the year. Now, Vulai Bismanenu, Babasin or Rabbim, we could argue possibly nowadays that Nebuch, due to our tremendous sins, the Ishtach of Yisra Mikama Noshim, people don't even realize that there's something wrong going to the Gersha court. It's so common already, they forgot that it's wrong. He doesn't know better. So possibly Ein Lepasa, he could still be the Shech Tzibur. That if a person has something, he's not aware of a Chal that's an Isser, he's not possible Eidus. He's not possible Eidus. He's not possible to be a Shech Tzibur. That's for the whole year. But for Yom Neroim, he still shouldn't be your Shliach. He was shechting and he sold out animals which supposedly were kosher, which they weren't. So if it was shogeg, or he was a person who was doing the removing the fats and the veins, so it's called a manaker, and he didn't get everything out like he's supposed to. If he did a b'shoge, he doesn't lose his position, but you can't appoint him. Fine. If he's clearly corrected himself, you can appoint him. Fine. They divided up the tefillas amongst multiple chazanim. The fellow says, I write the chakras, I'll get somebody else for chakras. Says, no, the Shiva will get somebody else for chakras, not you. Okay.
See you work?
Yes. Shiva Tzibur Shahizkin. And he has a son he wants to appoint to become his assistant / successor. See, he has precedence. And this is true by any position. The Rav also, if the son is fit to take over, he has precedence. Even if somebody else, theoretically, they could get a greater percentage, as long as he's basically following the path, you know, he proudly can represent what the father stood for, that's sufficient. We have an opportunity now to get a better rub, a bigger rub, but there is a din of Yerusha in that sense. Okay.
The Kohal has no say on this. I mean, if the Kohal doesn't want the son. For whatever reason. I mean,
it has to be
like
valid.
The way he davens. I mean, they just don't.
Oh, it has to be a valid reason.
We said if it's a yearly contract, they could be moicha. At the end of the year, they could say, okay, it's been fun. And they could be moicha on the person. They can't be moicha on the son. They can't say, I'm not interested.
They could, but... we're talking the case of the case over here. It was a case of a shatz who had a lifetime contract.
Okay.
When it comes to Rosh Hashiva or a dayan, some say that over there we don't give precedence. We do not give precedence to the child, and some say we do. I'm going to Rome. That's the Gedolah. But the Talmud, which was Chasam Sofer, Chelik Arachai. And these point, I mean, the responsibility of teaching Torah, you have to get the best which is available. So that which we have a minigun, the minigun yeshivas, is that the child takes precedence. So I once saw a shuva about it. Says that was started. It was started X amount of years ago, with the arguments that even though theoretically you know, we can maybe find somebody better on this. Maybe there's not the regular din of Yerusha by positions of authority. But if the situations involve the person fundraising and maintaining the yeshiva by efforts above and beyond the kohol doing it, he's doing it, he takes the responsibility. So he's going to take that responsibility more seriously, and therefore the tzibur will benefit from it if he knows he can give, he has something to give over to his children. So if you tell him, we want you to work your kishkas out for your whole life, and then afterwards we'll get to somebody else, the guy says, I'm not interested. So if the kohol is willing to take the responsibility of paying for the yeshiva and all of the other things, and he just sits and teaches, so then that's his din. You know, so your son shouldn't get that. But if we're asking him to do something which is above and beyond, and then we're going to tell him that, by the way, at the end, so they apply the concept Neutzer Teino Yochel Pirya.
I would imagine the Chassam Seifer said the Chuvah's Chassam Seifer that he must have been for the son taking over because his son took over.
That's right.
Love Dafka. But
I mean,
could be the Tiber one.
That was the historical case.
Could be the Tiber wanted him the son to take over. Let's just finish up with Mr. Burns over here.
I think, from what I've heard, I think there was at least a discussion. I didn't say there was an opposition, but there was. The call had a discussion about
right.
It. It wasn't like.
He was 22 when his father was nifted.
Yeah.
Okay, Rosh Hashanah, so he wants to appoint his son. Because Rosh Hashanah, the Huadim Machol Yonah, Minuyim, in Rosh Hashanah, the Shech, the Sayano, Boys, and Minuy, the Prokim, Rosh Hashanah, he can get somebody to help get an assistance. Because the Kasakadarla, Dafkim, who Royal Kach, Hain Binyan, Malacha, Behem, and Yerushamayim. But he has to fit the position. So his voice is not the phenomenal voice. Orev, as long as everything else fits, he has a right to put him there. Bovad shelo yehei kerla mashuna. But if it's this uncomfortable, you know, strange voice, fine. En lahaver sheikh tzibur b'shil achar shekerla orev. In rev chavetzim ba'achar yesham shushneim keachot. You can't take away his position because somebody else has a nicer voice, but we can add another person, so he still gets all of his rights, etc. Somebody else will share the position with him. That they could do. But for that, you need the rive of the tzibur asking for that. So they're taking the responsibility of the second, paying a second person totally.